Hello, it's Maureen, and this is a second audio to help us to look at different ways and different perspectives of pulling in consciously those great cosmic forces via our own horizontal channels. Focus on water this time, and all the creation stories based on Sedna, Sealskin Woman, the mermaid stories around the world. These beautiful creatures are half seal or half fish, which shows her connection with the primordial ocean. So the ocean being the womb of the planet. So it's like a womb times two here, where the mermaid is actually within the ocean and has within her her own womb space full of water. And so let's also look at the waters above the firmament, as expressed in Genesis, in the Jewish tradition. And they talk about the waters of the universe, which is the cosmic womb that we refer to in the Kiro traditions. And remember that the waters are heavy and fluid and full of potential, which allows a very different understanding of outer space. Our modern day science, of course, tells us the opposite, that it is empty and a vacuum and a void. And of course, this programming steers us away from looking at the possibility that outer space is really a concentrated, dense, watery womb of life and the source of life. So now we have disclosed the waters of the womb times three: the womb, the ocean, and the firmament. Wiracocha.